is Wade Brafke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Government of the Philippines President Duterte disbanded the entire 1,000-member police force of Caloocan, part of Metro Manila, and threatened to declare martial law nationwide amid increasing political pressure over Duterte's deadly war on drugs. The action was a result of a 17-year-old's death and will force retraining and reassignment of police. New York's highest court rejected Exxon's appeal to keep its auditor's notes secret from a state investigation into whether the oil giant misled investors about its climate change risk. Taxes on marijuana generate an enormous amount of money for Oregon, 40% of which is earmarked for education. According to a 2014 Pew Center survey, only 69% of Democratic women and 49% of Democratic men wanted to see a female president in their lifetime. Republicans polled two-thirds lower. An expansion of junk food by major conglomerates like Nestle into Brazil in 2014, food companies donated $158 million to members of Brazil's National Congress, triple the amount in 2010. According to the Census Bureau, 25 to 29-year-olds are 25% more likely to move from the city to the suburbs than from the suburbs to the city, and older millennials are more than twice as likely to go suburban. The 2011 tsunami that ravaged parts of Japan sent the remains of entire neighborhoods across the Pacific, much of it ultimately heading directly into the Gulf of Alaska. Japan donated $5 million to the U.S. to help with the cleanup. Protests continue in St. Louis over the acquittal of a white police officer who had been charged with murder in the 2011 death of a black drug suspect. U.S. court gave the green light to a $1 billion lawsuit brought by 842 Guatemalans against Johns Hopkins University, Rockefeller Foundation, and Bristol-Myers Squibb for infecting unknowing Guatemalans, including children, prisoners, soldiers, psychiatric patients, and sex workers, with syphilis as part of an experiment. Because of urban growth and the buildings and transport infrastructure needing sand and gravel, there is increasing sand extraction, trade, and consumption, often illegal, which is proposing sustainability challenges. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.